Last week, we talked about the jobs crisis in one of the world's fastest growing economies. Today, it's the crushing battle for a seat at one of the country's universities, which leads to those precious jobs. The economies of whole neighborhoods and towns are dedicated to helping students get the highest possible exam scores. I wandered into the tight alleys behind IIT Delhi, one of India's top universities, to see for myself. This residential neighborhood in South Delhi is part of an industry expected to grow to $26 billion by 2020, according to the government. Every building here caters to students. Homes have been converted into boys-only and girls-only hostels. Eateries deliver hot-cooked meals straight to their desks. And endless so-called coaching centers advertise their star students. Akshay Jain is a local journalist.
A coaching center is basically a cram institute for students who are preparing for competitive exams in India. Everything from engineering entrance exams to exams for government jobs to school exams.
Students come from across the country. Their aim is to do nothing but study every day for a year to achieve the highest possible exam results, 95% or more. 16-year-old Abair tells us he's simultaneously finishing high school and cramming for university entrance exams. He wants to work in computer science, he says, because it pays extremely well.
I wake up at 6:30, exercise for 30 minutes, and then study 13 hours every day. To get into my first choice university, I need to score high enough to be in the nation's top 150 students. The chances are a fraction of 1%. That's why I need to concentrate.
All this pressure has real consequences. In 2014, the last official government statistics show more than 2,400 young people took their own lives, specifically because of exam failure. So why does a country with such a large young population and a growing economy not have enough schools and universities? Anurag Bihar is CEO of the Azim Premji Foundation in Bangalore, which works on strengthening public education in some of the country's most disadvantaged states.
We have made dramatic progress over the past 70 years, but we have to have dramatically higher public investment. We have to reconstruct our teacher education system, because unless you're training your teachers properly, how are you going to have good education? We need a lot more schools. We just need much higher access.
Anurag Bihar.